Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 78 today under overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 54. Slight chance for showers tomorrow. High of 71, cloudy. Slight chance for showers Thursday with highs in the mid-70s, mainly clear Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that while the reconciliation and budget process is going on in Washington, D.C., she is concerned of what she says is possible federal cuts coming on the Medicaid program. As KSNT News reports that Governor Kelly did release a press statement yesterday afternoon saying that she had sent a letter to congressional delegations from Kansas to Washington, D.C. in hopes to protect Kansans from the possible Medicaid cuts. In a statement, the governor said, quote, significant cuts to the Medicaid program would directly affect Kansas across the state, regardless of their political views. These cuts would particularly be detrimental to our rural hospitals and providers. We must stand up against these changes to ensure the hundreds of thousands of Kansans covered under Medicaid can continue to receive quality, affordable care. According to leaders in the Republican state legislature, however, they have responded to the governor's letter saying that she is, quote, fear-mongering and not understanding how Medicaid expansion and Medicaid work.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road. But this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero down payment. That's right, sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here, and it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry in to Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months, 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
With springtime and summertime officially here in the state of Kansas and with some decent temperatures outside, it's the perfect time with individuals across the Mid-America region to get outdoors and enjoy some of the great outdoors here in the state of Kansas. And good news, after state officials and state wildlife officials in the state say they have officially completed work on a new section of the Flint Hills Trail State Park, where they say they've expanded their outdoor exploration opportunities. As according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they said in a press release over the weekend that hikers, cyclists, and others are invited to explore the new 2.3-mile section of the Flint Hills Trail State Park in Franklin County. According to the officials, they say the new part of the trail, located west of Ottawa between Louisiana Terrace and Iowa Road, will officially open starting on Saturday, May 17th. In a statement from the KDWP, they say the Flint Hills Trail is a shining example of how Kansas continues to invest in meaningful outdoor spaces. With every completed section, we're not just building trails, we're connecting communities.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session in Nebraska gets closer to wrapping up for the year, elections is top of mind for some legislators after Legislative Bill 521 ended up advancing at the end of last week with a 42-0 vote coming out of the legislature's Government, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee that would allow the cities of Lincoln and Omaha officials to have future options in moving their local city elections and lining them up with Nebraska statewide elections. The bill would make numerous numerous different election changes in the state, one allowing hospice or disability services patients' records to count as a photo or voter ID, stopping petition signature verifications of candidates or new political parties at 110% of the goal, along with notifying voters if their voter registration may be canceled for a particular reason. It also allows Lincoln and Omaha to move their odd-year city elections in April and May instead to be in line with statewide primary general elections.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners discussed finance options for proposed jail improvements with fund advisors at last week's meeting. They discussed a lease purchase option and possible sales tax. More information regarding both options will be presented, and the board will continue to assess finances and work through the upcoming budget preparation to see what funds are available to go toward the project before making a final decision. Agency on Aging will be receiving 100% of requested operational funds of some $170,000, but will only be getting $29,000 for administrative funds, which is short $40,000 from the amount requested. The Agency on Aging is offering free rides throughout the month of May for Marshall County residents. To qualify for free rides, you must schedule at least a day in advance by calling the Agency on Aging office. Unanimous approval to accept the low bid for a new grader at $383,000 less a trade-in value of $135,000 was approved. The Health Department Community Baby Shower recently hosted 11 vendors and 16 mothers. This was held in conjunction with National Drug Take It Back Day, and they were able to collect 116 pounds of unused and outdated prescription drugs. The health department will be doing their outreach clinics at the schools in Marshall County in May.
We're working on getting out into the communities. We're going to do back-to-school shots in May. We're going to the schools to do that. So we send packets home with each child, and so the parent will need to fill out the consent, send either the insurance card or a copy of the insurance card, and we would provide whatever vaccines.
County Health Nurse Cheryl Scala emphasized the importance of the school visits.
It is important. We know families are busy, and that's why we offer that service going into the schools, because it's hard to get them to Marysville to get those things done while we're open. You know, parents work. Kids are involved in a lot of things.
Kansas Department of Transportation released bids in April for statewide projects, including a bridge over the Little Blue River on West Washington Street in Hanover. The $585,000 bridge replacement project went to Claver Construction of Wichita. Gage County Board of Supervisors, during law enforcement committee meetings, discussed public concerns with a new jail proposal, noting that comments were heard about holding federal prisoners who might stay in the community after release. At last week's supervisors meeting, the Multi-County Information and Programming Service representatives appeared before the board to discuss the revaluation process for homes in Gage County. The law requires properties are inspected no less frequently than once every 6 years. A fatality accident in Brown County Friday evening claimed the lives of a Sabetha couple, 63-year-old David and 62-year-old Odetta Cook. He was driving a motorcycle that reportedly crossed the center line and was struck by a pickup driven by 61-year-old Timothy Rottinghouse of Baileyville. Rottinghouse and a passenger were not injured in the accident Friday evening, shortly after 5 p.m. on U.S. 36 in Brown County. Again, the fatalities, David and Odetta Cook of Sabetha. Rita Bargman, age 97, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family Great Friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rita Bargman. Ralph J. Cook, age 79, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery north of Axtell. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell, with the Axtellander funeral home in charge of arrangements for Ralph Cook. Andy C. Nielsen, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Memorial service May 30th, 10:30, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Private burial in the Greenwood Cemetery at York, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Andy Nielsen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, seasoned mashed potatoes, green beans, and diced peaches. KNDY News Time 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. And so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms do become likely in a Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then rain showers may continue early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still sunny Monday with our highs in the 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early May, 72, record high on this date, 99. The average low, 50, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning, 6:24. Sunny and 45 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 6th of May. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Three for three on the road. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. On Sunday, Pacers won the opener of their conference semifinal with a win in Cleveland. Last night, two more Game 1 road wins. In Oklahoma City, Nuggets stunned the Thunder, 121-119. Game-winning three from Aaron Gordon with 3.5 seconds to go. Nikola Jokic, 42 points. He and Jamal Murray scored or assisted on 89 of Denver's 121 points, 74% worth. 74% also roughly the number of threes missed by the Boston Celtics. They lose in overtime to the Knicks in Game 1, 108-105. Boston missing 45 of their 60 threes. That's actually 75%.
As champions, you should know better, right? If it's not working, that don't mean continue to take threes. Derrick White, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown combined 10 for 41 from the three-point line. At what point do you think about putting your head down and getting to the basket. I mean, damn.
ESPN analyst Kendrick Perkins. Celtics dropping the opener at home. Celtics, Cavs, Thunder all losing game one at home the past couple of days. Warriors and Wolves open tonight in Minnesota. On the ice, home team hangs on to win the opener. Maple Leafs hold off Toronto's comeback for a 5-4 win. William Nylander, a pair of goals for Toronto. Islanders win the NHL draft lottery last night. They had just a 3.5% chance of landing the top pick. Baseball, Yankees had a 3-0 lead going to the eighth at home, but the Padres rally late for a 4-3 win. San Diego has a 6-game win streak, longest active streak in baseball. Athletics walk off the Mariners with a Jacob Wilson game-winning single in the 11th, third walk-off win of the season for the A's. Mets beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. Royals shut out the White Sox 3-0. Chicago and Colorado, the two teams that have reached 25 losses at this point. Braves shut out the Reds 4-0. Brewers 5-1 over the Astros. Dodgers get past the Marlins 7-4. Shohei Ohtani with his 9th home run.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Lori Bergamotto. This Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This Mother's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. This mother and daughter prove that no matter how old you are, sometimes you just need your mom. Shelby Sabold was having a particularly rough week at college, so her mom, Jennifer, flew across the country to surprise her.
And the second I see my mom, I like automatic break into tears, sobbing.
Jennifer, a single mom of three girls, was emotional too.
She said, "Mommy?" She kind of teared up, and I did as well.
Growing up, Shelby remembers her mom working three jobs while raising three kids.
I don't know how she did all of those things. I'm like, you are a superwoman.
While Jennifer was working away, so was Shelby, earning a full scholarship to Boston College.
And my mom was my inspiration and continues to be daily.
This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. This Mother's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting.
Graduation season is here, and Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has the selection of party favorites to match the moment. From mouth-watering pulled pork, juicy chicken wings and thighs, savory baked beans with burnt ends and all the sides to make your grad's party the top of its class. Make graduation a day to remember with catering options from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the Standard & Poor's on Monday snapped a 9-day winning streak, slipping 0.6%. The Dow gave up 100 points to close at 41,219. The NASDAQ fell 0.75%. Futures for all three were lower overnight. Under pressure from President Trump to cut interest rates, the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee begins its 2-day meeting today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is among those saying they want to see the effect of Trump's tariffs on the economy before making a decision on interest rates. Also waiting to see those effects is Ford Motor Company. The carmaker has suspended its guidance for the year, saying it cannot predict what tariffs might do to its bottom line. Ford's first quarter profits fell 64%. Food delivery company DoorDash will deliver $3.9 billion in exchange for British counterpart Deliveroo. That firm's shares jumped to a 3-year high after its board confirmed the offer. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest Larry Steckline Report.
Well, there ain't any doubt one of the more important times of the year for the use of fertilizer is right now. Planting corn and soybeans and other crops as well, cotton included. And folks, every week or two, I keep telling you, fertilizer prices are going up. Boy, did they jump this last 30 days. In fact, in the last 30 days, 32% is up 9%. That's just in 30 days now. And 28% is up 7%. $380 a ton for 28, $448 a ton for 32. And guess what, folks? All the rest of the products have gone up as well. So if you haven't got your fertilizer needs bought up, you'll be paying a little bit more. In fact, more than a little bit more. Hey, something going on back in Washington that we're trying to keep our eye on. I've mentioned this before. After the Supreme Court left an open invitation for Congress to strike down California's Proposition 12, and I can't help but pray and hope that this happens. Senators have introduced a bill that is working its way through Congress that I guarantee it's called the Food Security and Farm Protection Act, prohibits any state or local government from interfering with commerce and agricultural practices in another state outside their jurisdiction. Isn't that amazing that California would pass a deal that would prohibit me from here in Kansas doing certain things with hogs?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Preparing trees for severe spring weather is a great way to mitigate loss and damage of assets. With storm season upon us, Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Shad Huffnagel shares how to reduce the chance of trees causing issues during storms.
Certainly an important factor to consider is for homes and trees to maintain healthy and good relationships and be good neighbors, is to practice prevention, you know, every chance possible. And that would include, you know, making sure that the right tree ends up in the right spot, that is suited for the location, and not just based on aesthetics alone, but also how the tree might function in the landscape and its proximity to a home or other personal property. There are smaller ornamental trees that can be placed in closer proximity to homes to kind of soften the corners or to, you know, provide some kind of visual aesthetic value. But certainly lawn trees, or what we'd call lawn or street trees, they're going to become larger specimens that have broad spreading crowns that can be potentially problematic down the road. So those are the types of trees that we would encourage folks to really think long term about and ensure that they're placed appropriate distance away from the home or personal property that you want to protect.
Huffnagel explains proper tree evaluation criteria.
On mature existing specimens, I think the features that you're going to be looking for the most are going to be dead, damaged, diseased wood. Also looking for hangers, plant material or tree material that's actually suspended, it's broken off and just suspended in the tree, waiting for gravity or heavy winds or something to displace it or dislodge it and throw it somewhere. But also, yeah, looking for fruiting bodies, fungal fruiting bodies that might be indicative of some sort of compromised structure or rot. And then also looking at the base of the tree as well to ensure that their flare roots are exposed, that it's got, it reflects what a healthy tree should look like.
He discusses identifying trees with vigor.
It's going to have healthy foliage. It's going to have, you know, hopefully not a lot of dead branching up in its canopy. It's not going to have large cavities throughout the trunk or the crown of the tree. Also, well-distributed branching on all sides of the trees. And the tree is going to be, you know, hopefully growing in an upright, non-leaning fashion. And so where it's, you know, well-balanced and able to withstand some of those prevailing winds or storms as they come in.
That was Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Shad Huffnagel on readying trees for severe weather. Learn more at www.kansasforests.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, back to draft special cow and bull sale will be Wednesday, May the 7th, starting at 11 a.m. with over 1,100 head in the offering, consisting of 160 choice black and black-white face first calf heifers with late January through April calves by side. There will be 150 black, black-white face red Angus cows, 3 to 7 years old, plus 100 cows, 8 years to short and solid, all with 30 to 90-day-old Angus and semi-Angus sired calves. We'll have over 600 black, black-white face and red Angus fall-bred cows and bred heifers. They'll be 2 years to 7 years old, including 78 fancy Northern Origin black Angus cows that are 3 to 4 years old. They're bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for August-October calving. Replacement heifers include 75 Angus heifers weighing 800 to 850 pounds. Breeding bulls include 10 balancers, 5 Angus, and 1 black Gelby bull. They're from 16 months to 3 years of age. This will be an outstanding offering of cows for the special cow sale Wednesday, May the 7th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Trace Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ideals of beauty have changed a lot over the centuries, but the pursuit hasn't changed much at all. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. WeatherCall travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 6th, the 126th day of the year. Actor George Clooney turned 64 today. Think the modern world's obsession with glamour and beauty is just another example of cultural decay? You need to brush up on your history. In ancient Rome, for example, people rubbed ashes of ground snails on their skin to get rid of dark spots. To cover facial scars, pasting bits of fabric on the face was common in the 17th century. Women of the 18th century would sometimes use strips of mouse fur to enhance their eyebrows. And only a century or so ago, those wishing for a brighter complexion would dab their face with lead or consume small amounts of arsenic. We call that putting the extreme in extreme makeover. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Look for more historical facts online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, sunshine 47 degrees this hour. Highs well into the 70s on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the school year just about wrapped up for the 2025 season, that also means that the spring sports season is also just about wrapped up as well. But as we go through track season, there's one individual breaking records left and right, and the fastest individual in the state of Kansas, coming from Cape and Mount Carmel in the Wichita area, Jack Guthridge, becoming the fastest sprinter in Kansas high school history.
Feeling good. I'm feeling really fast. 400 last year is kind of my thing. You know, I was kind of dominant in that. And I kind of figured that if I just train 100, 200, that 400 is going to come with it.
That audio from Cake News, where during his first meet of the season, he ended up winning in the 100-meter dash by breaking the state record of going in 10.23 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I remember right after I heard the time, and I kind of jumped up and you know, yelled a little bit, but I knew exactly what time I had to beat to get that state record.
He says before the end of the season, he is eyeing the title on the 100-meter run.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, 66,040, MSRP 52,040, San Francisco, see details.
Good news for the Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats men's golf teams. Both of them have ended up earning their spot in the NCAA postseason bid as of Wednesday last week after the regional site tournament that happened at Bremerton, Washington. Is after the tournament last week, the Kansas Jayhawks came in number 8 when it came to the Washington Regional. Kansas State rounding out the top 10. The overall top 10 teams in the nation that went through the regional included Arizona State coming in at number 1, followed by Florida, Utah, South Carolina, South Florida, Colorado in number 6, Charlotte, North Carolina at number 7, followed by Kansas, Colorado State, and Kansas State. When it comes to the Jayhawks golf team, it is the 9th straight regional appearance for them, as they have made 8 straight trips 3 separate times between the 2016 and 2024 seasons. On the Wildcat side, it is their 3rd selection in the past 4 seasons and were selected in the number 10 seed. The regionals now are set through May 12th through May 14th. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for a mechanic to maintain and repair the auto fleet, over-the-road trucks, and forklifts. Duties would include engine inspection, mechanical and electric component maintenance, routine maintenance work, salaries based on experience and qualification, opportunities for advancement. A full benefit package is available and includes profit sharing, paid time off, paid holidays, comprehensive insurance, 401k, and more. Successful candidates must have good attendance, attention to detail, communication skills, and provide total customer satisfaction. To apply, visit Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
KNDY.